Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. We try to keep it digestible, bite-sized, somewhere around 5 minutes here for you on the Tiny Biscuit series. You may see some of our other podcasts from time to time. Those are a little bit longer offerings, but rest assured, if you see the TB on the label, it's not going to take you that long, and we'll drop some hockey knowledge on you. This week, as we work our way into the weekend, we're headed towards a Stanley Cup final, but what's on my mind is not who's going to win it this year, but a team that won it previously, and I'm talking about the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are at an odd spot right now as far as their franchise goes. They're one of those teams you look at and you know they have an older average age, and I've kind of been waiting for them to age out for a little while now. They didn't have the best go-round in the bubble. Certainly it didn't help when Tuukka Rask left the bubble. And look, these are unusual times, and let me upfront say I in no way fault Tuukka Rask for picking family, leaving the bubble, and wanting to be with his family. I would not fault any player who opted out of the return to play, and I don't fault any player like Rask who felt the need to leave after going in. So that's not the issue for me. What is the issue is just the age of the Bruins. You look at this team, and they are getting older. And now, specifically on defense, we could talk about the forwards another time. But on defense, Zdeno Chara, the captain, is not getting any younger, although he's still playing pretty well, to be honest with you, for a guy in his 40s. He's in his 40s, and so you know that drop-off is going to become more and more precipitous each year. He's an unrestricted free agent. Not sure what's going to happen with Chara, but Chara is actually not my main concern on the Bruins' defense. It's Torrey Krug. Krug is pretty much going to walk at this point. According to multiple reports coming out of Boston, no one seems to think there is any conversation of any real substance going on. Boston, from their side organizationally, said we're looking for a landing pad, meaning somewhere in the vicinity of what Krug wants. But apparently from Krug's camp, they're saying no, nothing is close. Nothing's getting done. This is going to put a 50-point right shot defenseman on the open market. These guys just don't grow on trees. A lot of teams could use a right-handed power play defenseman. And there's some that are available, but they usually cost you. And look, Torrey Krug is going to cost you. He's going to be looking for a raise off his most recent contract. I think the AAV was around $5 million, a little bit over. It's going to be more than that. And he's going to make some money. The thing is, though, in this COVID-19 era with a flat cap, and a lot of teams now we're hearing saying internally they have a different cap, and some teams as low as around $70 million. I'm interested to see who the real suitors are going to be, who's going to be able to afford him. And I will say this, there's another right shot power play defenseman who may come on the market, and it may slow the pace of signing Krug, and that's Alex Pietrangelo. If Pietrangelo does not re-sign with the Blues, he's going to be sought after by everybody. Now, his list may be short, but that doesn't mean he won't have his suitors. What'll happen is until Pietrangelo goes somewhere, that kind of puts Krug off. Unless you're a team that for sure knows you're not going to have any chance of Pietrangelo, maybe you try to jump the gun. And maybe you try to get Torrey Krug done before Pietrangelo even decides where he's going. Because the rumor is, or the word on the street really more than the rumor, is that Pietrangelo's list is going to be pretty short. It does include the Vegas Golden Knights, and it does include Toronto, which is his hometown. He's not ruled out leaving St. Louis, and I think St. Louis is in no hurry to get rid of him. But it looks like it's going to be a $9 million-plus AAV contract to keep Pietrangelo. That's not cheap. And not a lot of teams can do that without maneuvering. The Golden Knights can't do that without maneuvering. Toronto can't do that without maneuvering. So it might take a little while to figure out how the money's going to fall. So for Torrey Krug, who will get paid, he will definitely get paid. It probably is going to take a little while to figure out where he's going to land. But if he leaves Boston, and it seems like he will, this, more than anything to do with Brad Marchand or any of those guys, I think is what you're looking at as starting to spell the end of the Bruins window. They're still going to have two capable goaltenders. They're still going to have the ability to make things happen up front. They will most likely still have Zdeno Chara unless he decides to retire. But Krug is the beginning of the dismantling. this is when players start leaving for greener pastures, start realizing that while Boston was a tremendous team in the regular season, they were the only team to hit 100 points before the pause. They're still good, but I feel like this is the beginning of the end for the Boston Bruins. Could they find a way to replace Krug? Possibly, but you're not going to get a guy in who's going to give you what Krug gave you unless you spend some money. Clearly, they don't want to spend whatever Krug is asking for. Maybe they can find a way to do it with a little less. The problem is going to be, again, with a flat cap and a lot of questions around the entire league. It's not just Boston. Around the entire league about how much can you really afford to spend, especially if there's no fans next year. Unlike football or basketball, the NHL needs butts and seats. And if those fans aren't there, what is that going to do also to the internal caps of these teams and the player salaries they're going to be able to pay? We're going to have to wait and see, but it looks like Torrey Krug's on his way out, and Boston looks like this is the end of the window. All right, that'll do it for this Tiny Biscuits. Appreciate you joining me, everybody. Certainly, we'll be back next week, dropping three times a week here, trying to get back on that Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule for you so you have a little bit of regularity. In the meantime, I also have a new project. Please check out VegasHockeyNow.com. It's a new website that I'm writing for and part of the NationalHockeyNow.com family. And Talking Puck will still continue Sunday nights. It's myself and Mike Haynes, former Avs voice, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're on Twitch and we're on YouTube. Hope to see you there. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.